Nations will rise and fall. Wars will rage. Famines will come. Pestilences will ravage the earth. A world government will arise with a fierce ruler. A world religion will arise with brutal powers to force men to become converts. God's very elect people will be threatened with extermination. Fateful days will come. But above it all stands Jesus Christ as the master of history. He tells in advance what will happen. He tells how it will end. The book of the Revelation presents Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, as the master of history. When you open your Bible and turn to its last book, what title meets your eyes? You will read The Revelation of St. John the Divine. Now, that title may be a little misleading. It was added by students of the Scriptures when they saw that the Apostle John had written the book. But the title indicates the author, not the contents. The book is not a revelation of John. It is a revelation of Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John." The theme of the last book of the Bible is the divine person we call Jesus the Christ. The book is about him. It is a revelation concerning Jesus Christ. The term revelation means to reveal, to disclose, to draw back the veil. So one can expect the book of the revelation of Jesus Christ to make known truths concerning Jesus which were not known before. The book of the Revelation, therefore, is more than just a prophecy of future events among men and nations. It is an unveiling of the person and work of Jesus, God's Son and man's Savior. The book of Revelation is concerned with the work of Jesus Christ after his ascension to heaven. As the Gospels record his work on earth during his incarnation, the Revelation records his work on earth following his ascension. A true study of the book of Revelation must look through the prophetic announcements of future happenings on earth in order to see the Lord of history behind the scenes, directing the affairs of men to bring the consummation which his sovereign will intends. So read the book of Revelation once again and examine closely every reference to God. You will discover it is indeed an unveiling of the ascended Jesus as the Lord of glory. Jesus Christ, as the Lord of glory, is revealed in the Revelation as concerned with his churches on earth. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 picture Jesus in regal splendor. In chapter 1, he appears as the Ancient of Days. He is Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He walks in the midst of golden candlesticks and holds stars in his right hand. He is dressed in glorious garments. His face and feet and hair and voice are of such splendor that none can be before him without worship. He announces, "I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." So at last it is clear. The man we know as Jesus of Nazareth is the Lord of glory. Though he ascended back to the majesty of God in heaven, he is still concerned with affairs on earth. He walks in the midst of his churches today, as he was pictured walking in the midst of the golden lampstands in heaven. He holds the messengers of God, the pastors of the churches, in his right hand as his special ambassadors. Jesus Christ is concerned about his churches and personally involved in their day-to-day affairs. Now, chapters 2 and 3 continue the picture. Through his chosen messengers, Jesus Christ is communicating his message to his churches today. He reveals himself to them. He commends their strengths. He identifies their weaknesses. He offers them a solution to their problems. He makes great promises of reward for their faithfulness. Yes, Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is involved with his churches on earth. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is revealed in the Revelation as receiving the adoration of the inhabitants of heaven. Chapters 4 and 5 of the Revelation tell what is happening in heaven. "For there is the throne of God. Indescribable glory radiates from him who sits thereon. An emerald rainbow circles the throne. All of creation is represented there in the form of living creatures and 24 elders. But all that is in heaven bows before Him who sits on the throne with these words of adoration: Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. What a glorious scene! He who sits upon the throne has a scroll in his hand, sealed with seven seals. Heaven and earth are searched to find one who is worthy to open the seals and reveal the contents of the scroll. But no one is found. Suddenly, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, a lamb as it had been slain, walks right up to Him who sits on the throne and takes the scroll from His hand. And all the host of heaven fall before the Lion Lamb and sing this new song: Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Jesus Christ is now in the presence of God, receiving the adoration of the inhabitants of heaven. He is indeed the Lord of glory. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is the master of history. In chapter 6 through 18 of the book of Revelation, events which will transpire on the earth as the end of the age draw near are foretold. It is widely held those events are the message that was written on the scroll which Jesus received in heaven and which seals He broke to reveal its contents. Nations will rise and fall. Wars will rage. Famines will come. Pestilences will ravage the earth. A world government will arise with a fierce ruler. A world religion will arise with brutal powers to force men to become converts. God's very elect people will be threatened with extermination. Fateful days will come. But above it all stands Jesus Christ as the master of history. He tells in advance what will happen. He tells how it will end. The book of the Revelation presents Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, as the master of history. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is revealed in the book of the Revelation as coming in glory to overthrow all sin and to set up the new kingdom of God. Revelation chapters 19 through 22 reveals the end of the age and the initiation of the eternal state. It tells of the return of Jesus Christ in clouds and great glory, attended by the host of heaven. It describes His overthrow of the devil and his cohorts, the Antichrist and the false prophet. It tells of the institution of the millennial kingdom of God on earth. It reveals the ultimate end of Satan as he is cast into the lake which burns with fire and brimstone. It describes the dissolving of the present heavens and earth and the making of a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. It describes the bliss of the people of God as they worship in the tabernacle of God, live in the city of God, and fellowship in the garden of God. It concludes with the gracious promise, He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Father, we thank You that Jesus Christ, our Savior, is crowned as the Lord of glory and revealed for our worship in Holy Scripture. As we see Him involved with His churches, receiving the adoration of heaven, foretelling events to come among men, and reigning until He has put all enemies under His feet, make us His devout worshipers and His willing servants. For we pray in His name. Amen.